the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, once again at the crossroads of the world for a Hollywood Studios walkthrough. And it is an honor, a pleasure to introduce the man behind Touring Plans, unofficial guide, Disney Dish, with Jim Hill, Len Testa. Len,
how's it going, Sam?
It is awesome. Thanks so much for taking a little bit of time.
It's great to be here in the world's greatest theme park.
right now I will say that because it's January 2020. It's a holiday weekend. It's a little busy here at Hollywood Studios. It's morning time. And I think, Len, that the transformation of studios is just about finished or has finished, and Epcot's a whole different story, so we'll talk about that later.
Phase two is done now, and it's back to being most of a day park now.
I would absolutely agree, especially with Rise of Resistance and everything happening on there. It's not finished yet.
No,
we'll talk about
there's a phase three.
There's a phase three. I love hearing that, but phase two, what are your overall impressions?
I've said this for about a month, ever since I've been on Rise of the Resistance. I think Rise of the Resistance is the best ride Disney's done in 30 years. In fact, it's difficult to even come up with another ride that Disney's done that's comparable. Like, the only thing I could think of that's as good and as groundbreaking was maybe Flight of Passage. Flight of Passage is good, but also over Harry Potter, Forbidden Journey.
Okay.
Where you walked in and it was the entire experience from the entire movie, and they had these effects that, you know, you didn't expect, but when you saw them, your mind was completely blown.
So I got one that I'm going to add to that, and it hasn't opened yet, because I was able to do a media preview for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway
Railroad. You're killing me. I cannot wait for that ride.
That it is as immersive as Rise of Resistance, and that's what they're after. Changes this park.
I am super excited. I've loved the Mickey cartoons since they came out again in 2012. I said in the unofficial guide this year that if Paul Rudish does a Potato Lands T-shirt in the gift shop, I'll wash his car for a year.
My kids have asked about Idaho, and then I
potato
watched the episode.
Potato lid.
That is great. All right, as we let's head down.
Let's walk.
And see what's happening.
Yes.
So, actually, I should mention a couple things that have changed, because when we did this first walkthrough, I did back Star Wars Week in 2014. Sid Caringa's was still a thing,
and now it's guest services.
And his Jeep was parked outside there with all the movie props and the whole storyline.
And they've still got a few movie props in there, but now it's guest relations, right?
Yeah, I walked in today to find the picture of Sid, and they told me it's not in there. Kind of stinks.
eBay.com.
There you go. Lots of changes to lots even of the stores.
Lots of changes to Disney & Co. Fashion. Lots of changes to the gift shops, to the Disney Clothiers.
Disney Clothiers.
Yeah, Keystone Clothiers. Keystone
Clothiers is now a Star Wars store, basically.
Entirely Star Wars, which is really interesting, because remember we had heard that some of that merchandise wasn't going to be available outside of Galaxy's Edge.
I will tell you that I found some of it at Disney Springs a couple of nights ago in those Galaxy outposts.
It's like trying to go on a diet right before Thanksgiving. The temptation is too much for Disney. Right?
One thing that's changed but hasn't changed, the line around Starbucks.
Right? The interesting thing is that if the studios lack something right now, overall, I would say dining isn't where it needs to be at a park level. And that's reflected by the fact that this Starbucks is the highest rated restaurant in the park.
But starring roles is gone. All those other things that we used to do. What is going on?
I don't know. That's the thing I'm trying to figure out. Like why wouldn't starring roles be open in the morning? Because of Galaxy's Edge, you would think that with everyone having to get here, especially during the holidays, at 7 a.m. or at 8 a.m. for opening, they need someplace other than trolley car for breakfast. And maybe there's a non-compete. Maybe the contract with Starbucks was, we have to be the only coffee and pastry shop in the morning.
It could be. So now I will tell you one thing, and we'll get to this on other shows. You need to be here at 7 a.m. right now in January.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to get inside here to participate in the virtual queue, which opens at 7. Yeah. I was here about 6:45 a few days ago, and once you get inside security, the line for Starbucks is wrapped around and going down Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
But Anaheim Produce down on the
left. They sell coffee?
Had coffee.
Disney coffee?
My coffee. It was Disney coffee. It was it's Disney coffee for what it is. But they also had the Millennium Falcon popcorn bucket, which I bought.
Oh, that's a smart place
to
go.
They were there. So I guess what I'm getting to is there was a rope before Tower Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster, and the people were lined up there getting into the virtual queue. So you're getting in the virtual queue and you're running right to Rock and Roller Coaster.
Smart.
That was kind of cool.
That's smart. And you can get coffee.
And you could get coffee.
That's good.
And hot chocolate.
All right, good enough.
I don't know if I could get alcohol. That's right. Which way do you want to go?
Let's go down Hollywood Boulevard.
Let's go down Hollywood Boulevard. And you know what? I love that this still feels like original studios.
Yeah,
this
especially at night. Have you been here at night recently with the neon?
I may have missed some of that.
So the neon looks good at night. It's cooler weather right now, although it's 77, so not necessarily cooler.
It's cooler if somebody's listening in July. It's cooler right now.
Let's go down Sunset. Yeah, so it's, the weather's great. You come in, everything looks good. The crowds have died down because, to your point, everyone's coming in at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning for Rise of the Resistance. So right now, at least, the parks are less crowded in the evening. So you've got fewer crowds, you've got better temperatures, you've got the pretty neon. Yeah, it's a great place to be at night.
How has, and I'm going to ask you the touring plans question, how has this phase two opening affected touring plans for this park?
Well, the big part, and the thing that we can't predict, is how reliable Rise of the Resistance is going to be.
I can predict it.
Yeah. It's like, so imagine flipping a coin and having to predict exactly which 7 out of 10 times the coin's going to come up heads. That's super difficult to do.
Right.
And
is it valid to say get here, get your virtual queue, and if you're over a certain boarding group, go to Epcot?
Yeah. So if you're in the first, like, let's say 60 or 70 boarding groups, you're probably going to be done by early afternoon. But if you're in boarding group, 170, you could go home and take a nap, right? You go back to bed.
Go back to bed. Go swim. Go to Epcot. Enjoy.
Yeah, and then come back. Yeah, and you can always watch what boarding group they're being called through the app, which is useful. So that helps.
So we're at the intersection of Sunset Club. So a lot of changes to Hollywood Legends here, because
right. Planet Hollywood.
That was Planet Hollywood. Right. Yes, and it's not anymore. Now it is. I want to say upscale merchandise.
Right.
Have you been in? This is your Dooney and Burke store, and you got the jewelry in there, Pandora, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely more upscale stuff. I'm not sure about the placement, but I guess if you think about the stuff that's on Hollywood Boulevard as being more Disney souvenirs and clothes and things that people are more likely to buy than maybe a Dooney and Burke purse or handbag.
Yeah. Real Vogue, which used to be Villains in Vogue when we started doing this, which, by the way, was a favorite of my family because of the snack bar there, the bakery type stuff.
Right,
there.
Yeah.
That's all gone. Now it's
Sweet Spells.
Sweet Spells. Yeah. That's what it was. Thank you. So now it's basically Pixar merchandise or Toy Story Land when Toy Story opened. It was kind of the Toy Story
store. Sure. I think we're looking for meaning in Disney's marketing or merchandise campaigns, and there may not be. But but the street looks really good.
The street looks great. Tower of Terror looks wonderful.
Yep, it does. And the let's see what the lines are like. This is Martin Luther King weekend, so.
Yeah, so that will impact lines. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be 13 minutes, which we love to see.
Probably will not be 13 minutes. It's good to see that they've got most of the food kiosks open.
Right? Yeah, that's the Anaheim Produce. That's where I got the coffee. Then pins and souvenirs, which essentially opened when the hat went away and they closed that pin spot.
Right, that was a big draw for them. I mean, it was sort of iconic for the park. I'm not sad that it's gone, though. Didn't really fit in the overall theme. Have you looked at to see whether any of these restaurants are doing the new plant-based menu?
I have not looked, and we're talking about Sunset Ranch Market to our left here.
Right.
But plant-based menus are coming up everywhere. Even walking around Festival of Arts, holy cow.
Oh, yeah, tons of plant-based stuff. We yesterday, you and I tried the plant-based bratwurst at the Outpost.
Which, if you didn't tell me, I may not have known.
Yeah, it would just have seemed like a slightly dry sausage to me.
Our listeners would know that if the ice cream shop was open, we may be stopping, but we'll keep going.
I think it's closed right now.
Which, it is, unfortunately.
I mean, it's warm, and I don't know why it's closed.
I think they open at 11.
Oh. Oh, so Disney's got rules about when we can eat ice cream?
Apparently.
Ooh, 100. I see a three-digit wait time over at Tower of Terror. Let's go see what that is.
Well. looks like 105 there. But
is that a zero? Oh,
105.
Well, not 100. Not 110. 105 minutes, so an hour 45.
I have noticed lots of blue guest relations team tents.
Right, did you see they're coming to Epcot soon?
I did not, but I think it makes sense because you got a line. It's basically guest relations,
guest relations
anywhere
in the park. Yeah. The other thing that have you been to Animal Kingdom?
Yes.
So you notice right now, as soon as you walk in and get over the bridge, there's now a dedicated outdoor ticket stand for ticket questions.
I noticed the stand. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, so it's there to resolve questions about... Well, it says tickets. It's there to resolve questions about anything that's linked to your tickets. So admission, fast passes, things like that. You don't have to go to guest relations now. They're throughout the entire park, so that's good.
Approaching the Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yep. What do you think of Aerosmith here?
I think that I noticed a lot of Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster merchandise at the outlets. And much more Rock and Roller Coaster merchandise here without the word Aerosmith on it.
Yeah, just looking at the average age of people, I mean, there are definitely people there who would know the song catalog of Aerosmith, but there's plenty more who don't. Like the kids that are getting out right in front of us. Have any of them actually purchased a song by Aerosmith, would you think?
Not purchased, but heard, I'm sure.
Heard, I'm sure, yeah, from their parents, the car, right? Yeah. 125.
My kids resemble.
Yeah. 125 minutes of Rock and Roller Coaster right now.
125. Wow.
Let's go see what's going on at the
Lightning McQueen at the Racing Academy. So what have your readers thought about this?
They haven't, actually. We don't get that many surveys on it. I mean, and you can tell why, right? I mean, this is at the...
If you have a youngster in the cars, you got to do this.
You do. It's not bad for what it is. It's just not compelling. I mean, think about where we're at right now. We walked all the way to the end of Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
Then we walked all the way to the end of the Rock and Roller Coaster queue into another queue.
Yeah. Sunset Showplace, right? This was the black box building they built, not
right.
Knowing what it would be. I kind of like what it ended up being.
And they've got a line to get in.
Well, that's line for the next show.
Right.
It says 15 minutes. That's how long the show is.
Right. But it's hard to say that going in the show and waiting the 15 minutes for it is more compelling, say, than the outdoor photo ops that we have
the
here.
The Cruz Ramirez and the DJ.
Exactly.
They did have a show here. I don't know if that's still happening.
I know. It doesn't look like it now.
Not now.
But
it was scheduled.
Is this seasonal? Does it only run during overflow times?
This opened, it's been here, but that was March. So we're working on about a year.
Okay. So I was here in... I checked on it in December, and it wasn't running. And I don't know if it... Does it run after dark?
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
All right, we're headed back through Rock and Roller Coaster Promenade. And then we'll head back down Sunset. One of my favorite refreshing drinks is located right over here.
What is it?
Frozen Coke with Jack Daniels.
Yeah, that's refreshing.
Although they say it, Frozen Coke with Tennessee Whiskey Jack Daniels. That's how it's written. But the frozen is the best part of it.
So it's
but
like
be careful with the straws, because it doesn't mix really good. You got to mix that.
Really?
Well,
they just pour the...
They pour it in the bottom, and it sits on the bottom.
Oh,
then
so
you
got
the frozen Coke on top. And if you put the straw in, that first sip,
You're not driving for a while, is that what you're saying?
I know. That's what bus transportation and gondolas are all about at Walt Disney World.
By the way, have you taken the Skyliner yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Very windy yesterday when I took it.
It's a little bit windy today, too. I'm heading over to the Riviera later on today to do some checking in on room numbers. Let's go this way through the...
Yeah, we're going to cut through instead of going back to Sunset Boulevard, we're cutting through the Fairfax Fair quick service area.
Yeah, this is a really nice shortcut because it's not nearly as crowded as the street right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Plus, we can check on the menus.
Yeah, and it's not lunchtime, so we're still early. A lot of empty tables.
Plenty of people sitting down there, just checking their phones in the shade.
In the shade, checking phones. Charging ports are always so great to find.
That's true. All right, let's see what we got here.
We got a Jango Fett Stein.
Looks
like the Mandalorian, but he's not.
And here we've got pizzas and salads, it looks like.
Yeah, for Eddie's. Let's check the Rosie's All-American Cafe, because that is a different menu.
I mean, it's 10:10. Rosie's is serving.
Yeah, I'm going to guess they opened at 10.
So,
burger.
Burger.
Chicken nuggets.
a grilled
fried green tomato sandwich.
Fried green tomato sandwich. Maybe that's your plant-based alternative.
I believe it is.
Interesting.
And then another cheeseburger, then a hot dog, kids' meals or turkey sandwiches, a power pack, and a chicken breast nuggets.
The power packs, by the way, are great to grab and take into Fantasma.
Really smart. Yes. There's your top tip of the day.
There you go. They are really good for that.
Right. You want to walk down into Animation Courtyard?
Yeah, absolutely. Animation Courtyard. Then there's that whole, I don't know, Toy Story Land.
We'll just go over in the park.
Yeah.
Is there any Baby Yoda merchandise in there?
There is the child merchandise. Has absolutely shown up. I think I told you about my interaction with some Disney media.
Oh, I had the exact same. Exact same. The child.
The child. Clearly, I did see a red carpet interview with Jon Favreau, where one of the people that yell questions had no idea what they were talking about. And they basically yelled, "Is Baby Yoda Yoda?" And he just looked at him and said, "No." But then he very nicely explained the timeline that this movie, the Mandalorian, takes place.
Oh, wait, what is the timeline? I don't know.
So the Mandalorian takes place after the fall of the Empire, so after Return of the Jedi, and before the rise of the First Order, so before The Force Awakens. It's in that timeline when there's lawlessness in the galaxy and there is no Empire.
So between episodes 6 and 7?
Yes.
Oh, that's very specific.
Yes.
All right, so in this timeline, does Luke Skywalker... Yeah, Luke Skywalker's still alive.
In this timeline, Luke is absolutely still alive. He's exiled on the planets with the Porgs hiding.
Ah, okay, all right. That's good to know. So that means all of the classic characters exist.
Yes.
By the way, since we're walking over there, what did you think of the computer generated Princess Leia in Episode 9?
I loved it. I go back to Rogue One, and wow. I really loved Rogue One as a movie, by the way.
I do, too.
And that, at the end of that, when they had the Carrie Fisher that looked just like she was in A New Hope, was just beautiful.
Yeah, I thought it was really good, too.
I liked that movie a lot. I thought it was completely underrated.
I actually thought the Solo wasn't bad for what it was. I mean, it's not one of the...
For what it was, for a
side movie about background material about a character that's important.
I think they timed it wrong.
Yeah.
They had a cadence coming out every December that was knocking it out, and they decided December
one,
and
one more.
May.
Yeah. All right, so now we're walking by Hollywood Brown Derby in the outside.
Which I love.
Very best food in the park. My one complaint about it would be kind of expensive for what it is. But the bar outside is lovely, especially in the off season when the temperatures aren't that bad. You get some outdoor seating here, you get the background music. As long as they're not doing the super loud Star Wars shows.
The Galaxy Far, Far Away.
Right.
So we're sneaking around Brown Derby here. Gonna head back into Animation Courtyard.
Also in the morning, the bathrooms over at Hollywood Brown Derby are open and they're never crowded, so.
Very nice.
Good to know.
Very good to know.
You can't get this kind of information anywhere else, Sam.
No, you can't.
Let's go this way.
You can't. You can also go through the Tune-In Lounge and get to...
Oh, Tune-In Lounge.
There.
See, every time I go in the Tune-In Lounge, I want to buy a peanut butter and jelly shake. Or a drink, so that's not as good for me as this.
New logo up here on the archway that leads into the Animation Courtyard. Now, did they call this Launch Bay Area? What do they call this?
This is still Animation Courtyard.
All right.
So did you notice, though, that one of the things that they've done in the Animation Courtyard now to draw people in and tell them what to do visually is this...
The
Disney Junior Dance Party.
I see that, the big marquee.
Because if you didn't have that there, we know that this is a show building, right? But where do you go in?
Yeah, down there.
That's a like sort of a two-story purple... Giant purple mouse ears on top, Disney's Junior Dance Party in fairly clear font.
Yeah, standby, fast pass. Yeah, it is.
Exactly. Right, clearly it's a Disney entrance to something. You know where to find it. That's really good. Similarly, the Star Wars Launch Bay, it's got a sign. This isn't exactly, I mean, obviously it's Star Wars, so you know what it is. They don't really tell you what's behind it, but it's very clear where you go to find out.
I don't
out
know
more.
They know what's behind it.
I know, right? Exactly. It's ever-changing.
It's ever-changing, which is okay.
And then
now back to the studio store. That's the store I was
let's
telling
go,
you
let's
about
walk over there, then.
I'm going to walk over there
and
for
that's,
a second, but
that
we're walking past now. This is
Character
Fancy
Greens.
Nancy, Vampira,
Vampirina.
Doc McStuffin, Vampirina, who was huge, by the way.
Huge, super popular with the kids these days.
Especially around Halloween parties. That's a whole other conversation.
And you mentioned that the background music in the studio store
that's
is
where we're going.
The original background music, but did you notice the... the signage and the font is also
second. So someone missed it, or it doesn't generate enough revenue to get any attention?
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to spend the money to change the store. And that's fine the way it is. This looks good.
It does look good.
We'll always have this.
So this is the store right to the left of Launch Bay. And let's see if we can listen a little bit. Doing great, thank you.
Awesome.
So you can hear it there. It gives you a little. You can't quite get the flow for it, but this was the music on Hollywood Boulevard way back when.
And it's right now they're doing Under the Sea from Little Mermaid. Nice.
Which we are kind of attached to.
Right, we're right next to it. Yeah. So the exit would be right there, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's the exit to One Man's Dream. Well, that's the exit to One Man's Dream. The other one's over on the other side here. Exit through the gift shop. So this clearly is your Playhouse Disney gift shop. But anyway, if you guys are walking around and you want to hear a piece of old studios, not that we're saying, you know, we miss old studios. There are good things and bad things about old studios.
But the music, if you enjoyed the music.
That's the exit.
Got it.
Right to the Little Mermaid merchandise.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm surprised this is an outdoor gift shop, but I guess it wasn't one of the things they planned. Oh, you want to walk up through Toy Story?
Sure. One of my favorite places, by the way.
And we'll walk past.
What's going on a One Man's Dream?
I know. We'll walk by the back of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yeah, we won't get into the center up there. But,
have you heard anything about press previews for that?
Nothing about the preview event yet. We do have the opening date 4/4/2020, so we know it's March 4th.
3/4/2020.
3/4/2020. I'm 3/4/2020.
That's all right.
March 4th.
So I had heard that before. So cast members are now blocked out for studios through April, but before that most recent change came out, they were blocked out the last week of February, before the week or 10 days before Runaway Railroad was opening. My sense is that's when they're going to do media previews, cast member previews, annual pass previews, and whatnot.
You think they'll have AP previews?
I think so. I think it's close enough to being done that they'll do it.
That's cool. We got to see the cartoon, the pre-show, listen to the song.
I heard the song is catchy.
That song is catchy. We won't get into it now.
All right.
Because that's one of the things you need to experience firsthand.
Yeah, I gotta see it.
Which, by the way, walking past One Man's Dream, still love the beginning of that. If there's one thing they can't change, Lynn, it's their history.
Right,
and
having Walt.
So they can't change the beginning of that. It starts with Walt. It goes through all of the things he did, the monster plane camera, all that stuff. I love that.
Let's walk through Munisaburg real quick and see with...
Yes, so it's Munisaburg open.
So this is... Disney took the alley that was behind... Or they're still
this
behind.
This was the entrance for Toy Story Mania.
Toy Story Mania, right. And they had the space, and the studio still needs things to do. So this turned into our character greeting / food and bev.
/ Jack cooking yum yum locations. That's how my family knows it. And let me point out the line for this Joffers.
Yeah, that's about 20, 25 people in there.
That was very good. Popular.
We've got gifts. We've got a bunch of Instagrammable street scenes.
Instagrammable.
Instagrammable,
like that.
Right. That's your adjective of the day.
Yeah.
Instagrammable, and then up here you've got an Edna Mode character.
Edna Mode meet and greet. There was a dance party. Is that still happening?
We got the Mr. Incredible coming out.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while, but then I haven't looked for it. It wasn't a major.
This got people out of Toy Story Land. Let's be honest.
It's true.
Them something to do.
It's one extra thing to do, right? And if you like Edna Mode, it's fine. And if you want to burn off, have your kids burn off some energy, dance party's fine.
I am telling you, have you had the Jack cookie yum yum?
No, what is it?
It is a chocolate chip cookie.
It's like a pie, though. That's the size of a tart.
Yes, and it is phenomenal.
See,
my kids love it.
People say that Western civilization is not continuing to advance, and I would like to point out this as a counterexample. That's someone thinking
this
right there.
It has to be pretty high. It's got to be rated high, at least for little kids, that's for sure.
Oh, it's got to be. Look at that. It is. It's like a chocolate chip cookie tart.
It's warm, crunchy, gooey chocolate chip cookie tart.
I like all those words. I know what we're having for lunch,
They're
Sam.
They're all good words. I will say, though, so that started on Pixar Pier out in California.
Did it? So it's a California import.
It's a California import, but I'm going to mention one thing, and it'll be a shout out to California. They're better there.
Really?
Because they bake them in the oven, but then they bring them out and they put them on what looks like a portable pizza oven. and they slide through that pizza oven and drop out nice and warm on the other side.
Oh, that's clever. And here they're just in a sort of a hot box.
Yes, exactly. So you get that. I think it also allows them to have more because you're heating them up before you get them again.
I think, too, that like during the summer, the Florida humidity would probably alter that a little bit. Whereas in California, it's super dry most of the time.
Disney Vacation Club.
And it's it's going to be here for a while because look at it, it's formal.
It's not going anywhere.
Nope.
So this was, if you think back, this is where the legend Jack Sparrow thing was.
Right here, right.
Gone, and this opening looks like it's always been here.
Yeah, it looks like this has always been here, and we see the remnants of the building right here. And then behind this, coming up, so we're coming up on the entrance to Toy Story Land, the main entrance to it. We've got Woody on our right. We've got the big Toy Story Land on our right, and behind this is where the new restaurant's going to be, right?
Absolutely. In fact, you can see it.
Can you really?
You can see the building.
Let's go see it.
It looks like their gray box right now.
Oh, it is. It's a go-away green. It's painted go-away green.
Well, not just yet. That's the wall, but I was back there for some... for Toy Story 4, actually, and there were two other buildings that had completely been gutted. They've been torn down, and that's the box for it.
Huh.
Now, I doubt very much that you're going to walk to the right to get into it. It looks like there's the possibility for a path just beyond Woody. Woody's on our right.
I thought that path, the path that we're coming up on that goes to the right and behind Slinky Dog Dash, I thought that was maintenance path.
It could be, but I'm thinking more like...
Let's go take a look.
Like right around in here somewhere.
You think in here?
Because that's your building. You can see it just beyond the bamboo.
Hey, I'm Sheriff Woody.
So they're probably not going to do it before the Woody because
I think after.
After, right here.
So, but by the way, at this line.
Yeah, so the line right now, the place that we're pointing at that might be the entrance to Woody's Round of Barbecue is currently the end of the 110-minute wait for Slinky Dog right now.
This is a great area, though. I love this. Andy's footprints.
It's a lot better now that Galaxy's Edge is open, because remember when it wasn't open?
It was a big U-turn.
Yeah, you had to come back, yeah. So, 110 minutes. It's a great ride. I do like Slinky Dog a lot. It was better than I anticipated in terms of the ride experience itself. I think it's a great intermediate roller coaster for kids.
It's a perfect I like it. I enjoy it.
Yeah, so if they can handle the Barnstormer, the thing I like about Slinky Dog is adults fit a little bit better.
And then...
We
have talked about this on the show.
I think I have a knee injury from...
from Snow White, from...
Barnstormer.
From Barnstormer, and even...
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
My butt doesn't fit in Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, I'm sorry. It fits in Slinky Dog.
And then we're passing Toy Story Mania entrance to our left.
90 minutes for that.
90 minutes. That's not terrible right now.
It's not terrible, but remember, these are also fast passable attractions, and if you do things the right way.
Right. You can.
I see that some of the umbrellas are permanent now, and they look like they're themed a little better than the temporary ones when this opened.
Well, shade was definitely a problem when this park opened.
It still is.
And even now, yeah, think about it right now. I can feel the sun, and I have sunscreen.
I can too.
Yeah.
I probably should have sunscreen.
But so far this land, I think the traffic flow is much better. It's visually interesting. You notice how, too, that they're managing the height. You notice we're actually going up a little bit of a hill right here, so you can get a little bit of a better view in the middle of it.
I didn't notice that, but I get it.
Yeah, so little tricks like that around now. Yep. So it's good. I would say that the Woody's Lunchbox probably needs either an expansion or more registers, because that place can get super, super crowded.
Do you think that the Toy Story, the Woody's Barbecue, will help offset that?
Well, that's going to be sit-down. And the park definitely needs more sit-down restaurants. Maybe if there's a quick-service window there, and I don't know that there is. I don't think they'll do that.
That's so interesting. In the original concept art, when they first announced Toy Story Land, that area where they're putting this restaurant was Al's Toy Barn.
Right, so they're getting rid of merchandise for food, which is interesting.
But if you think about the theme, if we're in Andy's backyard and we're shrunk to the size of a toy and this is the place that he was playing with, would you build an Elf Toy Barn in your backyard?
No, nobody would.
So that's...
Thematically, it makes sense.
But I don't know if it is.
So grilled sandwiches, grown-up drinks, ice cream floats, desserts, and a kids menu. Line's about, I would say, 25, 30 people long.
And most importantly, that mobile ordering counter is about two people deep.
Yeah, exactly. Mobile ordering is where it's at.
Mobile ordering is absolutely
right. I was at Animal Kingdom yesterday and at Harambe Market. The line was about, let's say, 15 people deep, but there was nobody in line for mobile ordering. So as long as you can log into My Disney Experience and order, that's where it's at.
The theming back here is incredible, and we've done many shows back here. The notes from Mandy's mom to... to Andy and his lunchbox. One interesting thing I do want to point out, I did some, and I know you're great for this, hitting Google and looking for some satellite images and overlaying time frames.
Right. There's
images.
Also BioReconstruct on Twitter.
Yeah, which does a great job of some of that stuff. Yeah. One that I've done is looking at this transformation from essentially the backlot tour
right.
to what it is now.
Yeah.
And the circle around where the center of the roller coaster is pretty much right where the airplane used to be.
Really?
And it's really cool to see that time lapse and looking back. So.
That's good to know.
Where is that now? Is that in your backyard?
The airplane? No, I don't know where the airplane is. It's a good question.
It is a good question. I don't know that anybody's sure, but I thought maybe you had that with your other collection.
I can't confirm or deny that right now. So. All right, we're walking past now, Alien Swirling Saucers.
I will say this because we're going to go in past where Alien Swirling Saucers into Galaxy's Edge. I do want to stop over here for 1 minute and turn around because now you can finally see what Buzz was looking at all along. He greets you as you're coming in. And
right.
there's another Toy Story Land sign here. Some of those weren't there. Which, by the way, don't get the Game of Cooties is on the restaurant. Have you noticed that before?
No, that's fantastic. That's great.
There's a whole bunch of stuff, Len, I'd love to go through.
Buzz bookends Woody on the other entrance
that's
to the
exactly
land.
That's exactly what they did.
Oh,
and
very
until
smart.
They open this, or until you walk it this way.
This way, yeah.
Because when you're coming up, that angle has you looking right at Buzz.
And that's good because in the morning, they're not letting people enter Galaxy's Edge through Toy Story Land.
So I came back because they said that, and like I always do, I, you know, trust but verify.
You tested it?
So I tested it.
Yeah.
And what they had here was a line that was switching back and forth of people that I think were waiting for the Millennium Falcon.
Really?
So do you know, like at Pandora, they start with that huge line? And
yeah,
I
want
to ask you this. Do they do that because they want people to see the line before they get in it?
They do it for a couple of reasons. One, some people just won't get in the line. But the other thing is if they keep the line outside, it's easier to get in and out of line to go to the restrooms than if you're actually in the queue itself.
That makes complete sense. And it appeared that it was the line from Millennium Falcon, but they wrapped it all the way around here up to the edge of Toy Story Land and
really?
Then back.
All right, that's a pretty long line.
It was, and an hour later, it was gone.
How's it going, Chris?
Hey, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you. It's my friend Sam. Sam, Chris. Sam,
what's
Sam.
On, Chris? How you doing, man? Good to see
you. I'm going to text you later on, catch up, see what's going on.
You know you're walking around with a celebrity. All right, so we're coming in on the First Order side of things. This is Galaxy's Edge. So one of the first questions we got from our podcast was, what's the background music? And
what is John Williams, right?
Well, he did the score for some of the things, the attractions, but the land really doesn't
have. Am I allowed to get a selfie? I don't
yeah, come on, let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm a humongous, humongous fan. Awesome. Thank you so much. I love you guys. You're the greatest. Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to meet you.
Hey,
you're listening to this podcast with Jim Hill. Remember Jim Hill we met in Indianapolis?
Thanks so much.
You guys
are the best.
Thank
See you guys.
Fans, I love it. So the soundtrack is that. It's a spaceport. There are things happening inside the different windows. You don't. There's no dum dum dum.
Right, because you. I mean, you live in Pittsburgh. Does Pittsburgh play background music in the city?
No, but there is a soundtrack in the city.
Yeah, but there is.
Every city has a soundtrack, and apparently so does that too.
All right, so we're coming up on the end of the line for Smuggler's Run.
So that has to be what was
that is the line. Yeah,
there
yeah.
This morning. All right, so we don't want
to
be
around.
There. We're going to go around there. It doesn't have a time.
By the way, did you notice that the restroom signs were added after the first month of opening?
They were, yes, I absolutely noticed that. Because they were difficult to find.
So the story I heard is this. Remember the original idea when you came into Galaxy's Edge was that you had to use the lingo of Batu, right? So if you wanted to know where the bathroom bright suns, everyone.
Bright suns.
If you wanted to know where the bathrooms were, you had to ask for the refreshers, right?
Yes.
So, apparently, if your native language was English, you kind of caught on to the nonverbal cues that the cast member was giving you for those kinds of things, right?
Yes.
So, if they said, if you said, where are the restrooms, and they give you a quizzical look, and you thought about it, then you would say, oh, excuse me, where are the refreshers? But because Walt Disney World is such a large, a significant tourist destination for people whose native language isn't English, you can't use the nonverbal cues as much because it doesn't translate.
Right.
So that's why the short answer is that.
That's why you can read it now.
That's why it says restrooms now instead of refreshers.
So there's also been some back and forth, and I don't know if it happened here or more in Disneyland, back and forth on the the menus for Docking Bay 7 and whether it was English or whether it was...
So originally it was there were not English descriptions, there were not prominent English descriptions of the food. Right, so the chicken was like the tip yip.
Shouldn't the droid be pulling this thing around?
You would think there, and it should be floating, right? We're going past some merchandising carts that are being dragged by cast members.
This, by the way, so here's one of the things that, that I have witnessed personally. That we're at Olga's Cantina on the right-hand side.
Yep.
Directly across on the left, looks like it should be a restroom.
And it's not.
And it's not. Going.
Yeah.
And I see people come out of the cantina and try to walk back there all the time.
Because there's no restroom in the cantina, right?
There is no restroom in the cantina. All
right. Yeah, the Falcon looks good.
Yeah, we're approaching the Millennium Falcon. The line is indeed what we walked by.
Let's see what the wait time says.
This is, the Falcon's pretty awesome.
Oh,
are you
getting them?
110 minutes.
110. I got a Disneyland difference for you here.
Go ahead.
In Disneyland, they don't go with a queue across the front of the Falcon. So you can get pictures with nobody in front of you.
How does the queue go?
The queue goes sort of, so they say they're the same, and you've been there.
Yeah.
They're not exactly the same. It's the same stuff, but it's laid out a little differently. Like, some things on the right or on the left, but at Disneyland, there's the photo pass people are here, and there's nobody in front of you.
Really? So where do they stack up the queue? Which way?
The queue wraps,
oh, goes this way.
Behind
Oh, right. Goes behind the Falcon. Yeah, got it.
So it's just different. Which, by the way, I love the photo pass opportunity up here where they do the big sweeping picture.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Single rider line here is good, by the way. I do another tip. Single rider line, as you go through that, if it's late at night, not a lot of people around, there's steps to the right and steps to the left. Always go left.
That's true. That's a good point. There are two different ways to go once you get in the single rider line.
And they don't match up together. Those are two different
places. No, they don't. They're two different entry points.
Let's check the menu for Docking Bay 7.
Let's do it.
So we just walked up the steps. The Falcon's behind us.
Never got the sporks that made it to Disneyland.
Yes, I have heard your story. They have the they have that photo pass area roped off. This wasn't the case when I was here recently.
Well, that's good though. It's
because you get that picture. And anyway, what do we got?
So we've got pork ribs. We've got fried chicken tip yip. Shrimp noodle salad, which I think is the least good thing on the menu. The chicken salad's delicious.
Did you see the menu?
You're good, thanks.
Welcome.
Pot roast, kefta, hummus. Actually, the kefta, it's plant-based kefta. It's really good. And then the normal drinks. Yes.
Mobile ordering as well. You see the big sign.
Mobile
there.
Ordering.
There are some English descriptions underneath it.
Right. So they've done better. So I think they've sort of found the compromise here between keeping the Batuu names and explaining to people what exactly they're eating here.
It is a good place.
Yeah, and I wonder how much the shape of the food throws people. Maybe that's why they're not doing photos outside of it.
The chicken nuggets are square.
Right, the chicken. Yeah, the chicken breast it looks like a giant Snickers bar.
Yes, which is odd.
And now, if any one of our listeners here are a geneticist and they could somehow combine the DNA of a chicken and a Snickers bar.
Are they controlling traffic flow here for Doc Ondars? They are.
I think it is, yeah.
They're, so yesterday when I was in there, Len, I went in for a couple of kyber crystals and because I need all the colors.
Sure.
And the floor was nothing more than a queue. It was back and forth, red tape on the floor with arrows where to stand.
Really?
You couldn't look around, so I think that's what they just fixed.
Is it true that the you can reprogram the kyber crystals to be any color you want?
So when you look at the components of the lightsaber, there are really three lights that attach to it.
Right.
Red, blue, green. So you could, in theory, hack it and maybe do some Google search and find out how you can make it any color you want.
Okay, just checking.
But I like to have the kyber crystals. We are passing Ronto Roasters. That is the pod racer engine. Kind of cool.
It's doing a brisk business. Have you tried the popcorn here?
I have had the popcorn.
It's the best popcorn. I'm not even a huge popcorn fan, but it's fantastic.
It's pretty good.
It looks like the merchandise stuff is doing... this is brisk business right now. This place is busy.
It's that way. It is busy. Now, it's morning. You come back in the evening, it's not as busy.
Right.
Because I think people get here, they get that boarding pass, take off. It's... All right, I am going to show you one feature over here. Because I don't know if you do or don't know it. There's... so the letters here, what do they call it in the Star Wars universe? The way things are written?
Arabish.
Arabish. All right, so there are three Arabish letters. I'm on the right-hand side, the toys in front of the toy shop.
Okay.
There are three Arabish letters on this green one.
I see it. It looks like a U, a C, and a K.
But it is an L, an M, and an A.
Light Magic?
Lights Motors Action.
Lights Motors Action. No! That's fantastic.
So I stood here and listened to a VIP tour, and they were, I kind of got as close as I can to listen in. He claimed that the parts here came from the jet skis they used. I don't know that that's true, but it's a good story.
You can kind of see it, maybe.
Maybe. So anyway, if you see that green
I'm not saying no.
So there's some hidden stuff back here that breaks story.
That's fantastic.
Which are kind of cool.
I always, whenever I'm walking through a Disney attraction and I see numbers that could be translated into a date.
Oh, immediately try to figure
out. I'm like, whose kid's birthday is this?
Yeah. There's the Banshee of Galaxy's Edge.
Right. And again, there's a couple people in line there looking to pick one up.
Those are the Salacious Twins. I think they added some more.
Let's go see.
The Monkey Lizard. I forget the first name. My Star Wars fans are going to...
You know, if you're known as Monkey Lizard, do you really need a first name?
It's probably on there.
Playing some sort of dice game here too.
Yeah, which looks like it's on the wall right back there. You can buy that.
Oh, fantastic!
It feels like there should be money on it.
I know. Why are we putting down dollar bills here? Like, how do we play this?
Feels like there should be.
All right.
A pork carving.
Oh yeah, I like it. It looks. I think the Canadian Lumberjacks found a game.
Oh,
look, there's Chewbacca down there.
Oh, these are some good wood carvings.
Yeah, so this is that I noticed this station before, or at least those details.
It looks good.
That's fantastic. All right, we're going to walk around.
So no characters walking around, but I do love the backstories of the characters here, and we've heard so much from Disney about it, and how all of the cast members are encouraged to create their own backstory and where they came from and what they did.
Right.
It's just, it really adds to it. So we've now exited the marketplace, and we're heading back into the forest.
Right, so we're going to the resistance side of Galaxy's
Edge. Well, there are rumors that there's an old haunted mountain out here and that the resistance may be using that in its booby traps to camouflage them.
All right, so
but if you can find a gun turret, that's your clue as to where you need to be.
All right.
That's how the whole thing works out.
Good to know. Yeah, it's sort of hard to find if you're coming this way. The entrance is not particularly obvious.
But look for the gun turret.
But look for the gun turret. Exactly.
And you'll find it. You also find a whole bunch of cast members asking you when your boarding pass is.
Right.
There, Chewie's fixing the X-Wing up there.
Oh, good. It's good to see him out and about. And it's a nice day to do some Adora engine repair work.
Yeah. Hope he gets it fixed this time.
Yeah, you know, he's been working on that thing for weeks.
That's great, right?
But it is Ray, yes. And another cast member.
Cast member or character handler? What would you think? A little bit of both.
Wookiee Wrangler? Is that a job description? Somebody check on monster.com. Is that a thing?
Jobs.disney.com.
Jobs.disney.com. Wookiee Wrangler.
Exit only to the right. All right. Yeah.
So there are two exits to Rise of the Resistance. Is that correct?
It all comes through over here on the right.
This is the one entrance? Exit? Let's see.
The one exit lands you in... Well, this is kind of cool, and there's so much more to this storyline, right?
Because I'm going to ask this question. Go ahead.
When you go to Savi's workshop and you're given the scrap metal,
right?
Because you can't say you're building a lightsaber because you want the First Order to find out.
Right.
So you get scrap metal, those kind of things. You do Savi's right around the corner.
Right, and it's a great experience.
Absolutely.
Worth the $200 if you've got the
$200. I did it with my co-host, the three of us together. It was absolutely the best thing ever.
Right.
What we also noticed is as you go through this, at the end, here comes Chewbacca.
Maybe it's time for Chewie,
what's up? He's graying a little bit.
He is. It could be time for him to redo his hair color.
I know the feeling. When you finished on Rise of the Resistance, you crash. That's how this thing ends.
Right.
When you get out behind you, if you look at the banner, it's written in Arabish, but it says Savi and Sons Salvage.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's
because you've crashed and there's a salvage.
There's a salvage yard right next to where you're going to build your lightsaber.
So let me go ask the cast member if it's the only exit. I'll be right back.
Yeah, go right in. I'm going to go with you. We're going to see how this goes. You going to ask if you can get on this way?
No. There's no other exit to the right.
Okay, so my family's riding. They're going to come out here.
Yes, they will.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Come right here, and they'll be right next to Ray when they pull that off. Careful, Ray.
All right.
cool. That's good. All right, so that's the only exit.
So, yeah, it's that trust but verify, and I can appreciate that.
Very good. All right, so we continue this way.
Yeah, we're going to keep going.
By the way,
way.
I think Ray said something to you. Fancy seeing you here. Did you hear her say that?
I think she did, yeah.
I think she did, yeah. Huh. You guys have a thing?
Apparently.
All right. I sense the connection.
I have, there have been some great interactions I've witnessed with First Order troopers.
Yeah.
So here's what I want you to do next time you see one. I want you to wave your hand and say, these are not the droids you're looking for. To one of the First Order troopers. Yeah.
Really?
Your reply will immediately be, you're not the Jedi we're looking for. It's canned, it's programmed, and it's perfect.
That's fantastic.
And it always happens to somebody our age that, you know, just wanted to do that.
Oh, that's great. And here we're walking up to the other entrance to Galaxy's
Edge,
which
I
is the Grand Avenue.
This is towards Grand Avenue. It's a good transition.
I think it's a good transition, yeah.
You get the reveal. You don't get the reveal of walking into the Millennium Falcon, which you really don't. It's sort of set back, but it's right. Still awesome to walk in this.
Yeah, it's definitely a much more subtle entrance experience if you come in this way because
well, you're coming into the woods. You're coming into the forest.
But it's appropriate, right? It's subtle, but it's supposed to be. Right.
And through the queue of Rise of Resistance, you'll find these ancient carvings and things.
Right.
And that's when you get into the game, right? So, hey, Disney Parks app is so big here because what you can do is determine for yourself if you're spying as a First Order officer to ride this,
right,
or if you're really in this to be a member of the Resistance. Musical transformation.
It's good. And there's the brickwork changes, so it's...
Yeah. It's almost like we're in Los Angeles. On the Grand Avenue.
And then we're coming up on... We've got Muppet Vision on our right. We've got Grand Avenue on our left. I'm surprised that they didn't do anything with these false storefront apartments.
So we know why it stayed, right? That's the kitchen behind that.
That's the kitchen for sci-fi,
for Baseline Tap House, and for ABC Commissary.
Okay, that makes
sense. All those. That's why they didn't originally go away when they took down Streets of America. Somebody thought you can't take those down. But you're right; they could have re-facaded.
We could have done something there. Something, yeah.
We do get that California vibe. You hear it?
I do with the bass in the background. Yeah. Sort of funky. It's that's good. That's it sounds like old ABC television show
sitcom intro.
Sitcom
boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom, like that.
Exactly. All right, and we're going into Muppet Courtyard here.
Is it Muppet Courtyard or is it the Grand Avenue Courtyard? It's Grand Park.
Call it what you will.
It's Grand Park.
Sure it is.
Which was a concern to
us. It's like real estate agents trying to sell this place. Go ahead.
It's a concern to us because it's no longer Muppet Vision Theater. It's the Grand Arts Theater, which is now playing Muppet Vision, and that makes it too easy to change it for me.
Right. Well, the theater is getting new seats in this refurbishment, and I think the film is being upgraded again.
Speaking of films and upgrades, some of these new 8K stuff are just phenomenal. Those new films over at Epcot.
Oh. Yeah, the films visually, they look great. The Awesome Planet, it looks
fantastic. My TV instead of something that's been there since 1982.
You mentioned that. The comment, the funniest comment that I heard was from somebody leaving was like, this looks like the screensaver on my Apple TV, but in a good way.
Yes.
And we're walking down here, we're walking past Pizza Rizzo.
Pizza Rizzo, which is open now. I see people here.
A rare event for us. It's a holiday weekend, so fair
enough. It's a holiday weekend and it's early in the day.
Yeah. And then we're coming up on Mama Melrose's.
Which is, to me, one of the hidden gems of Hollywood Studios.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I love Mama Melrose.
In terms of quality and price point, I like this over almost anything else in the park.
I have been known to just show up, order all of the appetizers, and share that with a family because I think they're that good.
Really? Yes. That's fantastic. Great idea. Yeah, appetizers are where it's at a lot of the times.
We don't even get to those.
Yeah.
I got something I want to show you over here in front of the...
It's a wonderful shop.
It's a wonderful shop. There's a missing piece...
Of snow?
Yes. It's right here, and it just got painted over, and I'm not saying I might know where the other part of that is.
How do you take snow? Was it a snowball?
It was not a snowball. It's a little piece of flat snow, and I don't know what happened.
The official explanation is you don't know what happened?
I don't know what happened.
And Tim is definitely not winking at me, arching his eyebrows as he does it. All right, so we've got right back behind Muppets now. We've got
Mama Melrose.
It smells great, doesn't it?
11:30 to 8 is Mama Melrose.
We're about 45 minutes earlier.
They are clearly cooking. Looking at the exit of Muppet Vision, I'm looking up towards the left. I mean, that's the show building for Rise of Resistance, right?
Yep.
And That was, boy, when I first did one of these Times Capitals, we were looking at the Phineas and Ferb meet and greet.
Right,
we were looking
right
at,
yeah.
We were looking at
the old theater for Hunchback.
The Premier Theater,
which
had been used for Star Wars Weekend so many times.
I've got a little bit of a...
I feel like I found a nice quiet spot to jam back here.
Yeah, this is nice. Grab a soda, come back here and drink. And it's a...
Exit through the gift shop.
And we've got a little an iron gazebo facade here. I guess you can use for Instagram, but also it leads you into the...
You can go through there, by the way. It looks like stroller parking on the other side. So we're in a gift show. We're in the Muppet gift show.
I'm going to go buy the stroller.
Which one thing that I tend to look for a lot to make sure it's still here is the Electric Mayhem. And they are still here inside the gift shop.
You know things will be dire when the Electric Mayhem.
Yeah. And we're playing Rainbow Connection. An art store back here. So this used to be, I was surprised at this one.
It's art from all of the parks. We've got Carousel of Progress.
We've
got Journey into Imagination. 20,000 League stuff.
So this is sort of the stuff that used to be in the gift shop at the end of the tour. These are great. Great movie ride sign right there, Len.
Oh, look
That's
at
what
that.
You need.
Yeah, there you go.
Paint a great movie ride, Enchanted Tiki Room, Magic Kingdom.
Only $95.
Is it on sale? Use your discounts.
That's true. 20% off for AP holders.
Which is a beautiful thing, by the way.
It is. Yeah, I mean, between that and the extra 5% you get on hotel deals pretty often, it makes up for a lot of things.
I am loving these nooks and crannies we're getting into, bud.
This is fantastic.
We're back. Rizzo's on our right, Muppet Vision 3D on our left. You're going to hear the Miss Piggy Fountain in just a second.
There it is. We're going to go to the right. Do you want to go down Commissary Lane, or do you want to go by Star Tours?
Let's go by two Star Tours.
All right.
You've seen the Writer Stop signage inside of Baseline Tap House, right?
I have.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, but I like it. I miss the carrot cake cookie. I'll leave it at
that. The pastries were decent there, and it was out of the way. The service wasn't, I mean, they didn't have the room for very fast service. I think it was one coffee machine. So if the person ahead of you ordered three...
Had the dining plan and decided they were going to get six snacks that morning.
Yeah, that's a half an hour of your day right there.
Yeah.
So
I do love, if I can reminisce a little bit, when the Writer Stop had the old school television.
Oh, remember that?
With the couch and they played old Mickey Mouse cartoons. Right. Such a great place to go when you just let the kids sit for 5 minutes while I got something at the counter.
Do you remember that when the first time you went into 50s Primetime Cafe? And you had to wait 15 or 20 minutes for your table, but it was absolutely fine because there were TV shows. Yeah, exactly. So we got another DVC stand.
As
right
we're
here.
Leaving, so if you stood, if we turned around and looked the other direction, we're right where the Streets of America started.
Right. So at the intersection of Commissary Lane, that thing back from
with
Star Tours on our
end of Echo Lake. Which, by the way, straight ahead here, this used to be where the Chewbacca or the speeder bike was, the photo opportunity. Now we have more restrooms.
And this is this the back of the restrooms that were on the side, or is this a separate, completely different set of bathrooms? Are they connected to the ones
not.
Over by Olaf? Oh!
I thought that they would be. They are not. They're separate.
Right. Interesting.
Star Tours on the right. I gotta say, still a fan of Star Tours.
Still.
Love the update that they've placed there. I don't know if you've seen the update for the Rise of Skywalker.
With the new planets.
Yeah, the fleet of Star Destroyers. It's pretty cool.
Coming in.
So, as we approach Star Tours on our right.
Only a 30-minute wait.
That's not bad. And Backlot Express. Glenn, is this phase three?
Is what?
Is this phase three? Or is phase three over at the...
Phase three will be another part of the park. I think you'll see an expansion of Toy Story Land.
So I should have asked you when we were in the animation courtyard.
Yeah.
And looking at the buildings that had not been updated, both musically and signage, and maybe those would be gone.
Yeah, I think the question you would ask yourself if you're Disney right now is, are we getting all of the possible value that we can out of the real estate on which... Launch Bay is sitting.
Got it. And I've been back there, and I will tell you that the building directly behind Launch Bay is the studio location where they had the animators, and it's an empty building now.
Exactly, right? So if you were if you're looking to remodel and you had the budget to do it, you could theoretically connect Toy Story Land back through Animation Courtyard to, say, the end of Sunset Boulevard and make another walkway to get to places.
That makes sense, and it makes sense outside of doing the doing it on this side where you have Indy Jones plus Backlot, because there's still, you get a lot of people go to Indy Jones and stop people.
And I think they're still holding out hope for that the next Indiana Jones movie, they'll be able to do an update to this.
Got it. That would be cool.
It would be. It would draw people in.
Here at the theater where Path of the Jedi was, we have a new Mickey short coming here, I understand.
Right, and that's going to play off of the Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway. So
makes complete
it's,
sense.
And it's, they're going to go hand in hand. If you've never seen the new cartoons and you go on Runaway Railway and then you decide you like the new cartoons, we'll have a whole theater for it. Or if you...
oh, and by the way, you should subscribe to Disney Plus and you can get as many of those cartoons as you need.
There may be a Disney Plus ad or two, I think, on that. And then and it works the other way, right? If you're not sure about Runaway Railway, but you go see the cartoons, and then you're like, oh my god, this is hysterical, I need to go on the ride, it'll feed into that.
It makes complete sense. So we are standing right near Echo Lake, which, you know, if you go way back, there were so many rumors that Star Wars was going to take over Echo Lake, and we were getting the X-Wing spinner rides and stuff that just... There's so many ideas that don't happen that get leaked.
It didn't. So that rumor was that they were going to take Indiana Jones, the Backlot
right.
Express...
You gotta wait until they start to knock things down.
Exactly. You really have to wait until the construction permits are filed to see what's gonna happen in any of these places. So. But give them credit. I mean, they looked at a couple of different configuration options for the studio. Don't forget, they have to fit in the hotel.
Yep.
Right.
Which, that's gonna be pretty cool. It's by the way, I mentioned the hotel to Disney Public Relations, and they corrected me. It's a Star Cruiser.
Star Cruiser, right. Of course. And did they say, and we're doing Trials of the Temple coming
up? Yeah, the Jedi Training Academy is going back.
Did they happen to mention anything about previews for it?
They did not.
That should be this year, right?
No, it's next year. It's
next
2021.
Year. Okay, all right.
2021 is Hotel. This year here at the studio is primarily Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Okay, so they may start doing reservations this year then.
That's potential.
All right, fair enough.
So Gertie's still here. You know, that was one of the originals. It's probably the end of the ties for the old studios. I can remember all of the gates that took you backstage. And we are no longer about how movies are made. We're now
in the movie, right.
How we immerse yourself in it. And Rise of Resistance did that. Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railroad's going to do that.
Toy Story Land does that.
Toy Story Land does that.
Sure.
Galaxy's Edge pulls you in general. It's pretty incredible the changes that have happened here in the last 4 years.
Yeah, like I said, they've come a long way from, let's say, you know, 2015 when they started closing things down to make way for all of the new stuff.
When things started closing,
it was dicey here for a long time. Let's be frank, it wasn't a good value a lot of the time.
Well, and that was one of the things that you'd said on your show many times, and even in the book, that this was a half-day park indeed.
Right, it had four running attractions at one point, and of those four running attractions, how many of them hadn't been updated in 20 years?
Right.
Right, so...
And that's not the case.
That's not the case anymore.
But
no,
that's the transformation you have to go through. So we heard rumors, so many rumors before about a fifth gate at Disney World. This almost is it.
Yeah, they'll never. I don't think there'll be a fifth gate in our lifetime.
They redid this one, and now what they're doing over at Epcot, they're going to go through the same thing because 5 years from now, Epcot's going to be so much different.
I think the thing that Disney's learned, and they knew this, and then I think they forgot it as an institution, is you've really got to open up something new every year to bring people in.
Yeah, a reason to come back.
And ideally, it's something new in each park. Now for Disney. Even though they made, you know, billions of dollars a year in profit, that's still a pretty large capital investment that they would have to make every... So we're not going to see something new every year in every park, every year. The good thing is, at least for us, Disney had to fix so many things with the studios, and then and they've largely done that, but now we've got the 50th anniversary coming up in 2021,
sure.
That it's a huge promotional opportunity for them.
Absolutely.
That they're adding in new rides and new experiences everywhere, too. So at least for the next couple of years... We'll have plenty of new things in each of the parks to talk about.
Well, we got plenty of things to talk about here at Studios. Plenty of things at Epcot as stuff goes.
Magic Kingdom's getting
Magic
Tron.
Magic Kingdom, we got Tron.
Right.
What's going on in Animal Kingdom?
Animal Kingdom has been most recently updated, so...
And so Pandora's good enough for now to keep people coming back.
What I heard was they were about to pull the trigger on the Dinoland expansion or retheming, and then it didn't happen. And I don't know if it didn't happen because of the tepid response that Disney got at Galaxy's Edge when they both opened or what, but they were very close to pulling the trigger on major new things in the Animal Kingdom and then decided...
There's always room for improvement stuff.
There is.
We got to head up towards the front. We've made it just about all around. Gertie's, I see. So this is a permanent... The Oasis Cantina is a permanent bar,
Right, and they've changed Epic Eats now a couple of times because it went from sweets to savory back to, I think, more sweets again.
I see funnel cakes with a scoop of ice cream and Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah, sweets.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at an Oreo cookie.
They had a pretty decent sausage sandwich there. But, I mean, the menu changes all the time, which is good, right? You want to see variety in the parks. That's good.
Yeah, the pull your rope wasn't working this morning when I attempted.
Ugh, it's stuff like that that... You know that it's on somebody's maintenance list. That's fine.
Yeah, and they'll eventually get to it. Jedi Training Academy sign-up still happens right here between Indy Jones and the Sci-Fi.
Right.
I love the Sci-Fi, by the way. It's a great spot.
I do, too.
Primetime. Primetime and the Tune-In. I think the Tune-In Lounge is a great spot, especially if there's only one or two of you. You can eat right at the bar. Same food.
Yep. Yeah, I like the bar quite a bit. It gets very busy in the evening. Obviously, people start wanting drinks and stuff. But yeah, great spot.
So we're almost back where we started, dude.
We've come full circle. Sadly, this is where our journey ends. Is that the quote from Wonders of China? Reflections
that
of China?
That absolutely is. And that, we've come for, or was that Martin Short? Or was that... Which, by the way, did you watch Canada, the new one, Canada Farmway?
I did. I liked it.
The end of it was the same.
The end of it was the same.
The end of it was the same, but it was much better picture quality.
Picture quality was good. They did. I like the fact that they kept some of the scenes from both previous versions of the films, but added a new one. And you notice the script is now much snappier. Instead of like a 17 or 18 minute film, it's 10 or 11.
I did not notice that, but that makes sense.
Each of the three new films in Epcot are around 10 or 11 minutes.
Because we all have attention spans.
Short attention. Yeah, no. We should be handing out Ritalin in the water supply.
Len, thanks for your time, man.
Sam, great having me on. Thanks very much. Great to be here. Sam, it was great for you to have me on. It was great to be here, Sam.
Where do people learn more about you? Because I'm pretty sure everybody listening knows who you are and how to listen to you.
So if you want to listen to me on a podcast, it's disneydish.bandcamp.com. Also, I write the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World, which you can pick up on Amazon and in every major bookstore. And you can also see me at touringplans.com, our trip planning website for Disney and Universal theme parks.
Thank you so much, Len.
Awesome. Thanks, Sam.
I'm Sam, Disney Nerds Podcast. You guys know us, the Disney Nerds Podcast.com, samsleesdiary.com, Instagram, Twitter, all those fun places. We'll see you next time. Kongaloosh.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in